Welcome to Chapter 5.
The job I didn't get. When I was a senior in college, I began to take interviews, really more for practice, since I really was focused on, at that time, a singular career goal, and that is to become a stockbroker at Merrill Lynch. I had developed an interest in the stock market during my college years, as more of a hobby, but the more I got into it, the more it intrigued me. So one day, Merrill Lynch visited our campus, and I was scheduled for an interview. And I was had been looking forward to this interview for some time, and had taken the previous interviews to practice my interviewing skills, because I wanted this bad. So the interview came, and it lasted maybe 20 minutes, and I thought, you know, it went fairly well. I mean, I made no bones about the fact that I was interested. I really wanted this. I thought that this would be something, you know, that could be a real career for me, and that I would do well. And at the end of this interview, the gentleman from Merrill Lynch said to me, this career path is not for you. You would not be able to cut it here. Hearing those words, I was devastated. It's one thing to not do well but it's not so much what he said, but how he said it. So I left there, and without any plan, I was frustrated, upset, distraught, whatever you want to call it, because I had focused on this interview and this for some time. And that's how it ended. Here's where self-confidence really came into play, and maybe provided the most important impetus in my entire life for overcoming an objection, a setback, whatever you want to call it. For the next couple of days, I just lamented, I guess is the word, and really didn't know what I was going to do, what my next step. So one of the first things I decided on, I was going to go to graduate school, since I couldn't really decide a career path after that setback. And I figured that can only help me, and then by that time I can decide, you know, what I want to do going forth. So from that standpoint, that was a good decision. I had a part-time job at the Bulletin, which I kept from college through college and graduate school. So, but about maybe a week or so after this interview, I went from being decimated, leaving that interview, to being thoroughly pissed off. To the point where I decided that I was right and that this clown from Merrill Lynch was wrong, that this was the career for me. Not quite the way that I envisioned it. It was like I was in the right church, wrong pew. So I decided that I was going to go on and do things in the market and just see what happened. Well, let me fast forward about 20 years later. When my little company, Margate Ventures, appeared in both the U.S. News and World Report and Business Week as an example of a small public stock that had done extremely well, I decided that I was going to go and find this guy and thank him for rejecting me, because the rejection turned out to be a catapult in a totally different direction in the same field of public companies. So instead of a stockbroker, I became a principal. So I tracked him down, and I went and I walked into his office, and the large Merrill Lynch at that time was big. A lot of people. I just walked up to him. I sat down. He was on the phone. I had a copy of both the Business Week and the U.S. News and World Report. He got off the phone. I thanked him. He said, he asked me, who was I? I said, you don't remember me. I said, but I want him here to thank you. He said, really? What for? I said, a long time ago, you interviewed me and told me that I was not cut out for this and would not be able to make a career in as a broker at Merrill Lynch. You were right, and I thank you for that. But I just brought a couple of items with me to demonstrate to you that while you were right about the specific career, you couldn't have been more wrong about the general career in the public arena. And with that, I threw both copies on his desk and said, take a look now at the rejected one and stick these copies up your ass. And I walked out. The moral of this story is that if you're able to take a setback and turn it into a motivating event and make it a positive event, that's what I did. And I felt really good. That time after leaving him, I felt the complete opposite of the first time 20 years before that, when I left his company, his presence, I should say. So the moral of all this is, use everything at your disposal. Savor the successes and use the setbacks, because it's not a failure. Failure is when you stop, you quit, then you failed. Anyway, that's my story for today, and I hope that it incentivizes somebody out there that has had a recent setback and look at it, revisit it, and see, was it you? Was it them? Was it circumstances? But blame is a waste of time. Making excuses is a waste of time. Use these kinds of events. Restructure them to have them work for you and not against you. Thank you.
Next up, the role that personal relationships play in business.